Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Joseph and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 16. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to the land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. I love this reading. There's so many just amazing things to take away from this. This is a really popular one, right? Peter sinking on the sea. And it's funny because this is considered like a great act of faith to step out into the waters and to come towards him. But what's interesting, I had someone point this out when I went to a talk once, was the fact that actually, what is faith? Faith comes through hearing of the word of God, is what it says, what Paul says in one of his letters, that faith comes through hearing and hearing by the word of God. So acting in faith is not just acting in this blind trust of something that you vaguely may or may not feel. It's actually acting in faith of what the Lord has spoken to you. And actually what the Lord spoke to Peter and to the rest of the disciples was to get in the boat. It was actually took more faith to stay in the boat than to go out of it, right? If you're in the middle of a train wreck, and Jesus was there on the side, your immediate reaction would be to run to Jesus, not go to the train wreck, right? But the disciples stayed in, and then Peter, in his act of fear, as he typically does, was like, "Oh, I need to get out of this." So he ran to Jesus, and Jesus, still even in that, allowed it to happen, because he works with our mistakes and our messes. And he called him out for it. He said, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" And I think that's us so often, that we run when obstacles come, that we try to seek out safety, to seek out comfort the moment a storm hits. And Jesus is just asking us to trust in what he has spoken, to trust in it, to stay in the boat maybe, right? To stay in that place that the Lord has called us to stay there in obedience to his word, even if it seems like everything is sinking and falling apart around us, to trust in him. And then even when we mess up, Jesus is still going to be there right for us, to pick us up the moment we fall. It's amazing that we have this God that is so present to us in every moment that we don't even have to worry, that even if we do the right thing, he's there. If we do the wrong thing, he's there. That his love for us is not dependent on our choices, but he is going to be there in every situation to allow us, to hold us up and to make sure that we're safe no matter what, right? He comes to them and he says, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." And that's what he says to each and every one of us at every moment. Do not be afraid. And the second main takeaway that I want to bring our attention to is, you see on the other side, I love that in this reading, it doesn't just end with him coming back into the boat and then worshiping him, which is awesome. But also it continues the story of when they got to the other side. And what do you see on the other side? You see amazing miracles happen, that everyone who's even just touching the tassel of his cloak is getting healed, that there's this incredible breakthrough happening. And I love that there's this example right here and throughout every story in scripture. Look throughout scripture, and any time that there is a storm on the water, there's a major breakthrough that actually happens on the other side. And sometimes we get so caught up in the storm and we want to turn around and get back, but actually every storm is symbolic that there is something worth happening on the other side, that the enemy is trying to prevent you from getting to that place. So he'll send a storm. And so often we never get to the place of breakthrough because we get a storm and we turn away and we run away, that we act out of fear. But there's breakthrough on the side of every storm. And so anytime you have a storm in your life, it's actually because you're significant. If you're facing storms currently in your walk with the Lord or in life or in any area, Know that it's actually because you are so significant and the enemy is trying to keep you from the breakthrough that's waiting on the other side. So if that's you and you're in the middle of a storm, keep persevering, keep pressing on. Like Jesus said, do not be afraid, that you can trust in a God who is with you in each and every moment, that you can stay in the place he's called you to, that you can allow faith to grow by relying on the word that he's spoken to you. And you can trust that no matter what is happening in your life, that God is in control and he has amazing things on the other side. So know of our prayers for you and whatever you are going through right now, Jesus is there. He's in the midst of it. He'll pick you up if you fall. He says, do not be afraid, and he's with you in every storm. This has been a scripture reflection on Matthew chapter 14. Again, my name is Joseph. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you and have a wonderful day.